up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long. Judgment Day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders.
This is Parker Pathways, December 30th, year 2007, on republicbroadcasting.org. Call in numbers 800-313-9443, and the email number for Dr. Wynn is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I want to thank this year for all of the massive emails of a very serious note, and work it through. When we started in the year 2006 and opened up with Taser Medicine, that was the first show. And someone in Canada said, well, that's a lead show that we have as a lead in for another show that we're doing. I appreciate that, Canada. The other people from Australia, Germany, and France, my hat's off to you for picking us up and talking about us and working in on podcast. Really appreciate it enormously. We're very humble people, and in this, I present about 4 to 5 different disciplines and at least 20 subjects a show, and we couldn't do it without the influence of the producers and the radio station, Republic Broadcasting. The peak story of which a lot can be pinned on for Parker Pathways today. Our little story that how the press works things out about the United Nations. The United Nations, you probably have heard, is going to have a comic book. And this comic book will be on the what good the United Nations does to settle disputes and cure disease. And that's their theme for their comic book. And I notice that it's the same comic book company that the Taliban uses. But I'm going to talk a lot this year about the United Nations comic book that's going to go all the children of the world and certain people in the North American continent to educate and propagandize them to coloring books on the United Nations and world domination. We'll come back at the other end of the break and pick up on the year of the rat.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is Parker Pathways. I'm Dr. Wynn Parker. And this is a time when the United Nations having their comic book to go around the world can't be laughed off. It's a very serious issue. I've seen proofs of the comic book, and how it is a straight propaganda piece. And if you tie in the concept of Bhutto being assassinated in Pakistan, I want to bring you back to October of last year, where I was talking about the terrorist mistake in Pakistan. My notes that I had from that show were the following. What's scary about Pakistan is that there is one of the Muslims' best examples of a functioning state. They have a secular Muslim state in Pakistan, and it doesn't control 80% of its own territory. So the United States facilitated, and this was from my Situation Room knowledge, and you look at the Situation Room on Pakistan, it was always colored in yellow. And then the green at the bottom coming in to touch off to yellow was connected to the Afghanistan area. And so that was off limit, not even flyovers. And so the Pakistan supported the Afghani Mujahideen against the Russians. And America let them do it. And they're... Osama bin Laden is probably hiding out there in the open in some city up there in the north part of Pakistan. He's over 6 feet tall. I got a 2,000-foot satellite that flies over, coming the other way, and it goes up to 20,000 feet. You can read the label on a cigarette that somebody's smoking 30,000 feet up. So the major countries want these border links to China and India and Pakistan and Afghanistan and Tajikistan. Now, Tajikistan has already been handed over since I had that show in October to China, because that's part of the largest of the poppy raising area and also a strategic area for the new world missiles for China. So Pakistan sells bottles. They're called bottles, not bombs. And they sell all over the world. So now we have a situation where this is now in the hands of a new general in Pakistan, and there's some other developments that can come from that. Very troubled times. There was a survey done last week on the streets of New York concerning Pakistan. I found it interesting that it happened 1 hour after Bhutto was assassinated. The survey was to ask people what they thought of Pakistan and who the people were and the rest of it. And they just asked people on the street. 80% of the people that they asked didn't know what Pakistan was, is. They thought it was a product. One part of it thought it was a hairspray. And also asked questions about who was running in the presidential candidacy. The candidacy of who's running for president is in my opinion an absolute joke. And the Situation Room does not allow for people to hear what's really going on. And I tipped you off in the year 2006 on what I could say. But we're heading for what's called a black summer. And the black summer is like the black rain that China talks about. And we're coming in the planning of the world domination and the future war on the year of the rat. The year of the rat is will be next year's animal in the 12 symbol Chinese and Japanese zodiac. And the year of the rat has always been considered one of the restructuring of the whole culture. And the year of the rat can either be prosperity or pestilence, depending upon the interpretation, because there's only a cusp on the planet Mercury and Jupiter that are in conjunction in that year. And the year of the rat has been around before Christ. And so we have here a $700 billion takeover of China's bond situation on the buying of the bonds of the banks in America. And we have the Blackstone Group, one of the largest buyouts in history for $23 billion to tie in with the year of the rat. And the Chinese don't make any secret of it. The private equity firms may not exist in the next few weeks. They'll be gone for a long time. And these are buyout groups like Frostman Little and HM Capital Partners. And they're the ones that made the big investments out in the dot-com area, which China put forth, and they held it off. This is a zoological time. And numerological time, this is December 30th, so they made all their moves last Monday. And that's planned for the next 150 years. And this happened unannounced, and the press did not cover this, of course. It's the largest change in the history of economic climate that has been recorded for the past 500 years, occurred last Monday for the lineup for the year of the rat. There are there's planning to be about 35,000 job cuts on all Wall Street firms and banks, and also most of the banks in America are wanting and have planned, and it's already has been in the works for the past 6 months, to go to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and learning Arabic. Is the Rosetta language of the day, and also European bankruptcy codes and United States bankruptcy codes have been printed. They'll be issued tomorrow morning for all bank restructuring and failures that'll be coming in the next few weeks. So the presidential candidates seem to be missing huge points, or either they know it or they're shucking and jiving all of the public. And I told you before, I think it's a joke. I never dreamt that the people that are on the dais would, at this point, could handle it. They don't have the character. They don't have the strength. They don't have the process of it. And, of course, the people on the Beltway, they know it. And the bailouts are coming, the shredders are going, and you can just see the U.S. banks can't wait to get out of the United States. And anyone who thinks that there's going to be climatology futures or energy hedges on the market, you're going to have a long wait. You're going to have a long wait. And so the reason this is such a enormous tie-in with some other issues that are involved with China owning 40% of our debt is the fact that China, I've been talking about on their dam building dams around the world. They have 59 projects that we know about. They have 47 major dams in 27 countries, and each one of these dams are placed around the world to help build dams for water under the guise of hydroelectric work. China wants in trade. They want in trade the access to the resources in that country. China is interested in oil and copper. They're also interested in the other active minerals that are useful for making the nuclear material. Every dam being built has on the world map is a place where the highest minerals are concentrated. And there's one in Lower Mexico. There's one in Brazil, which will give them the most money. This is and of course the Nigeria China dam is handled by Sinaro Hydro Corporation, and that's estimated at $2 billion in Nigeria to get the gold that's there. In Africa, there are 11 hydro dams in trade for all the minerals. If you look at the map. And the one in Pakistan and one in Manchuria and the rest in the it's called the Indonesia Circle. They now have encircled the United States of America for all major minerals, all major forms of what are called international organization control. The three China Group Gorges Project, we'll talk about at the other end of the break. But this is world change, and we will talk about this at the other end of the break and the implications for your electric bill and your water.
Our
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Parker Pithway, Dr. Win Parker, and we're exposing out the China dam encirclement of the world and its extraction of precious minerals and oil in exchange for building hydroelectric dams. And then, of course, the United Nations in cohort with the implementation of a similar treaty like the LOS. Law of the Sea Treaty has made China is that they will sell the hydroelectric power. This is kind of explained in a little comic book that the United Nations has in mind and is already printed in five languages. And in the stock market, the Jezhuba company, one of China's biggest. It's an engineering firm, the Jezhuba. And their contract with Pakistan is to build that pipeline from India coming through Pakistan to come into the other way and head up to the northern part of Afghanistan, the part that's already been given to China. That will be the core for the new nuclear activity in the world. And going to be a process by which one is going to have to ask how good are these dams and and in the construction of them and its effect on the environment, particularly the China Three Gorges project, which I've talked about and for in a lot of conversations on the Parker Pathways. And the North Tam Two Dam, the in China, is already backed by two international organizations that are also supported financially with our tax money through the United Nations. The process of what I find interesting is a Jeshuba company was China's largest engineering firm on that Pakistani line. The amount of investors that are involved are American. And I won't mention the names of which one of the presidential candidates there are, but you can line them up. Republican, Democrat, run the list. And I think there are 9 Republicans out, 6 Democrats. It's hard to keep track, but let's say out of 15, I see 2 of them will probably drop out before the end of the week. One of them's already dropped out. 4 of those folks have millions of dollars invested in Jeshuba Company, the China's biggest engineering firm, to promote this concept of world domination of minerals and construction processes and being able to build a dam in exchange for the minerals from these countries to go to places that will cause harm. And you don't even know what harm is, what these folks have in mind. That whole concept of what I talked about in the year 2006 in a Parker Pathway show is the whole thing. It goes beyond harm. And I think it's quite sad to see Americans walking along, don't realize the extent of where we're heading. We'll talk a lot about this, but the whole thing is that the new Bin Laden tape, no matter who is impersonating Bin Laden or if that really is Bin Laden, in the past 3 days has declared a holy war on Israel. Then the movement of the Pakistanis uncontrolled territory of Pakistan have already moved south as of last night. And the control and the Russians have already sent the 125 nuclear centrifuges to Iran. They did that 3 weeks ago on a treaty between themselves signed 2 years ago. And that shipment was speeded up in the past few days. And after Bhutto was assassinated, also at the same time when there's this interview on New York streets as to what do you think about this type story, there you go. All coordinated and developed in a way that I can't really say more about it, but the whole thing is it's very real, and if you don't think that affects, what do you think a dam does? A dam holds water. Without water, you don't have hydroelectricity, but you also have another issue here. The issue is real, and I'm going to get into it on this Parker Pathway show. But we need to cover a few pieces of ground here before we get into the discussion of the United Nations comic book on world domination. About 2 weeks ago, I did not have the time on the Parker Pathway show to break the story. I knew about it a few hours ahead of time before I went on air. It has to do with Los Angeles reservoirs having bromides, which are carcinogenic. And, of course, they have to empty those L.A. reservoirs. I want to talk about that for a couple minutes before we get into some very big issues that go to outer space. You come back to us on the other end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Pathway. It's December 30th and 2007. And before the end of the break, we were talking about the bromides in L.A. reservoirs. There are two reservoirs that have this bromoacetic acid, and I've talked about this for a year and a half. This has to do with the bromohalides that are in the water. These are carcinogenic agents. The story that they put out by a thoracic oncologist was that this comes from the ozone layer, and the water has a tendency to combine with the oxygen to create the bromide. This is the biggest pile of crap that's in it. This is another example of why we need a grand jury of science and technology. We also need the process by which the whole business of medical negligence can be presented to health officers who work for the city and the state, and in all the states. You don't realize the danger that these people make. This is like the star chamber of the common law in England when Henry VI had to decide. In the terms of the thing, there had to be only one chamber to make the decision, and nobody could make a writ. No one could make a petition. No one could formulate against the policymakers of the common law. So they developed the Court of Equity, which had one of the petition systems that go through the church. So in order to make it come through, what I've been presenting on Parker Pathways is grand jury of science and technology, that we have to have a way to make these people accountable. Bromoacetic and bromohalide acids are absolutely lethal. They're formed from the disinfectant brine of products that we have in the water. And this whole baloney that comes from industry or we have in percolate is just a process. Don't worry about it. And you have to drink. And this is what this particular physician is saying. You have to drink a lot of water to be affected. I am telling you right now, if you don't get up in arms about something that has to do this little business of saying, well, it's just a little bit, it's just a little bit, it's just a little bit of part per million, a part per thousand, a little bit of part per this, a little bit part per that. I talked about all these little parts per billion. It's a mixture. I've had a whole show on the concept of the chemistry of the human body and how it relates to this. Mentioned the enzymes, worked it through, and right now there's a pawn-off on scientific research that's in the dumper right now because as it's called, a distance between science and Congress. The whole concept of the bromides in the L.A. reservoirs in this situation, to me, is absolutely the symptom and the causation of all the propaganda that's trying to be put out in America right now about the facet of recycled water as a process by which, oh, well, we're just going to add chemicals to it and that type of thing. And I'm going to get to that before this show is over. Now, what do you think is affected by all of this? Do you think that for 1 minute that you can put this in your body and have it worked out? And all things, it's a gene signal. It's a mutant. It's a cytotoxic signal which goes into the cells. You can't cure that by some baloney kind of vitamin regimen that you think is coming up. Vitamins worked when we had everything equal. Chemicals worked when everything was equal. Our situations are not equal. The whole thing comes down to the fact that all genes aren't created equal. The latest discovery of genes that have been detected are called silent genes. And you can have, for instance, a risk of cancer on a dominant gene in a mother, a high risk of cancer in the father that's recessive, and the baby that's born will have a normal risk of cancer. But sometimes children can inherit this silent gene or a copy of the gene that's been triggered. And this can be programmed or switched off depending upon which one of the enzymes imprint into the gene. So this harms the remaining good copy of the gene from the mother. And there's no backup. There's no way to switch this off. So you have a high risk of cancer in the infants that are born. I have quoted peer review and resistance. And by the way, I'm busy writing 3 books. I don't even think that's realistic, but I'm doing it, and I think because what's happening is that the New World Order has a total suppression of information that has to do with these 156 genes and the DNA sequences on the gene imprinting systems of what are called the knockoff and the backup genes for bladder cancer and colon cancer and obesity. And why do you think they're triggered? Their whole process is, you know, I was talking about, like the United Nations position is this morning, even, that, certain drugs you can't take with alcohol. But when they did this comic book presentation, they neglected to mention what they know, and thank you very much, about what happens if you take it with the water. And then you have the other people in the environmental group who are saying, well, we have a process here. So therefore, we have a process and they're saying, well, if you drink the water and we're contaminating the dumps, you know, from the niggling and the bottled water material. And so this is more of a danger than not. Well, you can't have it both ways. The environmentalists should have long ago been brought to court. They should have been brought to court on 17 counts of fraud for the past 12 years. They should have been brought to account for the environmental impact reports which they've doctored through the federal district courts. They should have been brought up on account of the fact that their nonprofit status should have been long ago investigated. Every one of them. That includes the Rockefeller Foundation, the reports that supports that, the National Committee for Resources, which hire attorneys whose whole job it is to make sure that these types of facts are suppressed. Not a word from somebody that reports a story of a thoracic oncologist who is attempting to say, well, the bromides in the LA reservoirs, you have to drink a lot of that, you know. No, there are court cases out here that are far more influencing the asbestos cases, the tobacco cases, the cases that have to do with obesity, that you would never be able to believe. And there's a whole process by which these genes are triggered in such a way that makes, you know, some sense. Now, I remember the times. I'll just tell you a brief story there was a process by which I used to be involved in projects everyone talks about. Well, the government tried to use UFO sightings as a way to discourage people from being listened to. And there was a whole process by which they say, well, or of course the story today on UFOs is that they don't exist, you know, that type of thing. But I can remember only what I can actually talk about is that in the old days they used to have warehouses, and these warehouses were quite long and extensive. You could look out as far as you could. I remember one warehouse. I didn't even see the end of it. And they had boxes on shelves, you know, and the thing. It was like out of a movie. And but in those boxes were all kinds of determined incidences and things that people have seen and done. And I always was involved in the side of its effect on the human body. And I have been strong about the fact that the gene systems are very much triggered by what we eat and drink and what's placed here on the earth. And I always remembered having access to some of the scientists who had deciphered some of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And they had some teachings of Gnostic Jewish sects, which is long ago locked up and will never see the light of day. And it's something that it's part of a Jewish legend and oral tradition, and it's a story of Adam and Eve. And it's from the Gnostic version as well. It's quotes from Haggadah, the source of the Jewish legend. And I was not supposed to write it out, but I did. And I'll read you word for word. And this is the story of Adam and Eve. The first result was that Adam and Eve became naked before their bodies had been overlaid with horny skin and enveloped with a cloud of glory. No sooner had they violated the command given to them than the cloud of glory and the horny skin dropped from them, and they stood there in their nakedness and ashamed. The Gnostic version of Adam and Eve says, "Now Eve believed the words of the serpent. She looked at the tree. She took some of its fruit and ate, and gave to her husband also. He ate too. Then their mind opened, for they ate the light of knowledge shown for them. They knew they were naked with regard to knowledge. When they saw their makers, they loathed them, since they were beastly forms. They understood very much." Now, these Gnostic writings were eliminated from the church by the early Christians and were never seen. The Haggadah was not included in the Old Testament. And anyway, but the reason I'm bringing this out is the fact that the public never has known over the years that when babies were born with horny skin, changes, tails, because we have a tail at the base of our spinal column that was our tail through these evolutionary cycles, changes of babies that look like monsters, things of this sort. Of course, in the old days, cleft palate even wasn't even operated on as it is today. But these babies were always set aside to die. And that isn't medicine today, but that's the way it was then. I always was remembering these beginnings of the genetic books that were only 97 pages in those days. Now, of course, they run to 600 pages. I never forgot these Gnostic writings concerning the effect of how things were highly radioactive. And I could get in a lot of this. I know a lot about it, but I don't have time on the Parker Pathways to work it. But this is one of the things that I want to mention about genes and how they're affected by what we take into our body on the 85% isotonic saline that we have in our veins when we go to the hospital in order to live. And the whole process here is that what we have here is almost, I've even emphasized this when you want to talk about Morgellons disease or something of this sort. And the thing, remember, I kept telling you that even with the plastic fibers and the new carbohydrate bands, some of these gene structures, we actually call them ET genes. And not because they're from extraterrestrials, but don't you think for 1 minute. There's no question there are five genes that I absolutely know. This is totally, when you look at them under fluorescent light, there is no way you can escape it, that there's something different that's happened here. Well, this is all known by people. You will never hear this. What I'm saying on you right now might be the last time I can even talk about this. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that our origins and our gene system are highly influenced by the real chemicals within that water system. And that water system was part of the basis of Carl Jung, who was a famous psychotherapist, who mentioned many times from the dream therapies that the whole concept of the dream on the subconscious level was the fact that, well, flying saucers, quote, were imaginary. And he himself had never seen a UFO, that type of thing. And but when he applied the unconscious to the fact that this was a good way to character assassinate somebody, the government picked him up on that in 1954 and has never changed since. So the thing comes down to the fact where we are here is on a huge and a much bigger issue, which I can talk scientifically and I can talk in other ways and in terms of things of what I can say. But I'm telling you, I'm giving you some clues. The whole process of when you take recycled water and change its ionic structure, you are changing the signal out. There's no way, no way. I have talked about this with you many times, in terms of the colon cancers and the bladder cancers, which are part of all this process that are a result of recycled water studies that were done in 1958. They were done in 1989. There are whole industrial complexes that have already been built and people have been drinking this contaminated material for years, and they say, well, we don't want to talk about it because our real estate board will take our insurance away. And they really mean that. But what has always amazed me when I went to the Vatican, and you go into a portrait, which is there, and you see the old paintings, and you see these flying saucers painted there, and a little person peeking out of the top and the whole thing. Or you see that the 1589, in the year 1589, a wood press of a rocket ship and the stars. But when you see the actual instruments that were invented in the from 1500 to now, that were used by astronomers and navigators at and people who were interested in finding a way around the world, they always allowed for what they had discovered. And what they had discovered was something far bigger than I could ever go into. I know what it is, but I'm not going to talk about it. But the thing is, it comes down to the fact we are in a precarious position in terms of this issue of who lives and dies. And this is the whole process. We can walk around and say, well, they're trying to kill us, but if we don't do something about it, I'm not saying the government's trying to kill us. I can't say that. That's not the point. The point is it's a bigger issue. The bigger issue is the fact that we may not see the countries as we know them today, and within a very short time. And it's all going to be over resources. It's going to be over who has the least contaminated radioactive water, who's going to have the foods that are going to be grown in these special greenhouses, who's going to be working into this process to be able to work it out. The way you change this, you have to develop a different consciousness about it. You have to develop another way of looking at things in order to make all of this particularly work. And one of the things that stock markets do is stock markets lie to you. And this is when I'm going to come back at the other end of the break and tell you about in relationship to this subject that I've just covered in the past 10 minutes. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-213-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101, or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and what we're talking about are gene structures and the combination of the fact that people, when I started out on this, I did not force the United States of America or the world to buy bottled water. I didn't do that. The people did it on their own. And they have a process on the, for instance, ESYY indicator code on over-the-counter stock, where they're talking about Royal Springs Water Solution to water quality and supply, which is absolutely the biggest pile of baloney to do anything. But they're talking about something which they pick up that they use the water for microchip and pharmaceuticals. Well, of course they do. That's the point of the Parker Pathway shows. And they're talking about the whole thing where Ice Mountain is up 24% in sales at $207 million. Crystal Geyser at $335 million. Arrowhead at $546 million. Olin Water, $649 million. Dasani at $834 million. And Aquafina at $936 million, which is up 11% on the sales figure to come in on the over-the-counter stock. Now, the whole process here is the fact that they're talking about the 24-month cycle of the whole process. But what about the depletion of the water and the aquifer supply through the Great Lakes that's happening now that's under the United Nations control? What about the fact, in your logic, and you use basic chemistry to have ethanol made from corn? Last year I talked about the 2.4 million gallons of water it takes for a 36-acre plot to make the amount of ethanol from that spot. But the farmers have made their deals with China. Idaho's made their deal with China. They have the whole process. And that, what do you think happens to that water? It combines in, that is now contaminated water with one of the E groups. You got the MTBE, the methyl tributyl ethanol, which is in the water as a result, and is contaminating the water and is carcinogenic. It'll be estimated 1,000 years in the aquifer. You add the reclaimed and recycled water from ethanol, you will contaminate, and it's already happened. It's already happened. You will contaminate the total Aquila aquifer, of which Ted Turner has made a conscious effort to own and has bought every piece of land that he can have over the 687,000 acres of the aquifer on the Aquila aquifer. Stock market rule. Never talk about the stock before it hits. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that you cannot free out the organic contaminants on the first round to go for, a $420 billion global industry. The whole thing comes down to the fact that as chloramine causes collateral health damage is on the front home page of RBN. I wrote that on a copyright in 2006 and talk about the concept of the amines and again, the liver concept and the changes in chemistry and how kidney dialysis patients die every 16 hours on the clock. That's around the world. That's around the world. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that, of course, I'm adding on to that. I wrote that in the year 2003. It's been now translated into five languages. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the people are using it as population control in South America now, as of last week. That's the poison of choice, as it was in Russia and it still is. But the whole point is, how does this specifically designed nitrogen system in the water pawned off as a secondary disinfectant and used as a primary disinfectant because the pipes haven't been fixed, can change your internal gene structure of the ETs? Think about it, listeners. You haven't even begun to see what the real world's really all about and call it politics. You come back on the next hour and we'll just take it up another notch and see if you're ready for the new year. Thank you for listening and stay tuned. Since 19-